Institute for the Criminally Homosexual. Mitch.
How many people?
And in Latin, it spells pork.
It has the highest acceptance rate.
Ooh.
No, I think he's very exclusive.
Man, I think really one.
It's like harder than the Naval
Academy.
Did you
have a real bit you were gonna do?
I was gonna do one real bit.
All right, here we go.
I was gonna do one real bit. So this may be a little controversial. You guys have heard. Oh, this
come
is,
on.
This is about the
pick a nicer one, dude.
The double standards in this country. I think you guys will
like.
I think
you should talk about this.
I think people say if a man drives a large truck, we say he has a very small penis. You guys have heard of this?
Yes,
indeed.
But if a woman drives a very small truck, we say, hey, can I have your insurance information, ma'am? I think you're at fault for this one. All right.
I like that one. Dude, what kind of insurance do you have?
I have Geico.
Geico?
I have Geico because it goes well with my home insurance, so I save a little bit.
Homeowner, yeah. Folks.
Homeowner, folks. You know, tell you about home ownership. I thought, since I was like, you know, a female comedian.
Homeowner?
Yeah.
Oh.
A homo owner?
Homo ownership?
Homo ownership. Yeah, if Greg owned a house, he'd be a homo owner. Since he's not here, we get to shit on him.
That's right.
But I think he'll watch this later.
Did anyone shoot him a text?
Hold on.
We're on the air. I mean, how can I shoot
text
a text?
Pod,
we could wait till Greg's here.
We should go, and then he gets here when he gets here. That's what I think we should do. Right now, you can tell that who's on stage right now, based off of the pops. Is that
Pennington?
That is not
100%,
Pennington.
It's 100% Pennington.
It could be. Who's to say?
Crazy. Unbelievable.
What do you
How
guys
know? How was your day-to-day at work? Was it good?
So I'm in the office a lot, and I have
Working
a thing.
Working on Excel sheets?
Yes.
Yeah. He looked around to see, like, he's like, he heard sheets plural. He's like, yes, so more than one. Wait, of course, I've been very busy.
I don't think we have to eat the mic as much.
Okay. Wait,
you see the red? You see the red?
Yeah, okay, I see it. All right.
You know, who knows? I don't really know how this works. This
I mean, I was told
time.
To bring the mic up to the mouth.
This is my first time hooking it up into the video.
That's a lot. This is high technology right here. You know,
I know,
what
and
I mean?
It's really small. It's just right next to each other. It's battery-powered operation. Like,
this is the future.
I mean, for the viewers, if this is still on the pod, we're actually
it's
podcasting.
It's all one rip. I don't edit it.
Greg's
so
texting.
We're actually podcasting from the trash. This is Oscar the Grouch. This is fucking Sesame Street podcast.
I feel like Greg is going to pop out from the trash can.
Okay, wait, he's walking up.
He's walking up.
He said he left his phone in the car, so he'll be here.
That's
shortly.
Okay. I mean, he's probably very hungover, so it adds up.
Yeah,
you don't drink ever.
I do drink.
He'll have a blue moon every now and then.
I observe Sharia law, so I don't drink publicly.
You observe what law?
Sharia. I'm a proud Catholic, actually.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Proud
okay.
Catholic.
So, ashamed. Actually, no, they teach you to be ashamed, so I'm a very ashamed Catholic.
Yeah, they teach that.
What?
Yeah.
What'd Jesus ever do to you?
Jesus is pretty cool, I think.
Jesus is pretty cool. Yeah. Adam's just all right.
he makes some pretty good pizza.
Damn.
Italian, you know, is bit Italian, whatever. I'm an Italian
I'm
Jesus.
I'm an Italian Jesus. Oh.
I make pizza pies.
Why aren't you guys laughing?
Blah, 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 blah. Oh. You know, and that's how he says the
I
bit.
I got a bunch of new bits I'm going to try tonight. I'm excited to try these new bits.
Tonight on the mic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want to hear have you heard my Italian guy bit?
No.
Okay, so someone wrote this one for me. He goes, hey.
Somebody here, Greg approaches in the background. We're good.
No,
you're still here.
It's here.
You got it set up, ready to go. You can smoke your cigarette right in here. Why we did it outside.
Yeah, don't just blow in the other direction. We have asthma on the side.
Greg is.
I do not have asthma. You're good to go, dude. Get on.
I just assumed Jake did. I don't have asthma.
I grew up with asthma, I believe.
I also had some asthma remember. As a bit, but I've been pretty fat.
As a bit.
As a man, I just believe that asthma is something
pretty
that.
Big.
Garfield asthma.
I assumed everyone
Garfield,
in the Bronx had asthma growing up because there was a lot of smokestacks. I don't know. That's just the thing.
Was there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How are you guys doing? I almost got hit by a car. Did you guys see that?
Just now?
Oh, just now?
Yeah. This is like
Damn.
The second time. I was walking and I tried to cross the street. And you know how cars usually slow down?
Yes. Yeah.
This one sped up and almost
Whoa.
Hit me.
Dang.
It didn't see you at all. But it's
no,
dark
it,
out,
it
so
chose.
It's
it
did,
chose.
Did you tell him you were going to be on the Matt Hurley podcast?
We almost got hit by a car when we did a walking pod to Patterson Park. That was pretty fun. Getting hit live on a podcast is
you guys had
next
this
level content.
Bundle of wires. You were walking with it.
No, so I've only
oh,
been doing it just audio. This is my first.
Yeah, you're in the frame.
Oh,
just stay. Don't
so
move
I'll
back
continue
any
to put
further.
Out my audio, but I'm going to put out
only
a
move
video
forward.
Too.
see.
So I have to take down the Happy Podcast. It's pretty much
so my goal. Yeah, yeah. Greg has a question for me. He's pointing towards me.
No, I just wanted to do visual cues. I didn't know that this was visual as well as audio.
I'm watching.
I wanted to tell you something about those vapes. They have a microphone in there. Did you know that?
Which ones?
I'm not kidding.
Wait.
They have microphones in the vape.
Microphone in them.
No, they generally, this isn't a bit. They have microphones in the vapes to see like when you're about to puff, and they have like little Bluetooth things. So, you know, I'd be a little,
so what's the point?
The point is be a little careful with them.
Are they like selling it to TikTok ASMR categories?
Pretty much.
Is that what's going
on? The Matt
on?
Hurley podcast, live in China, directly streamed. Yeah, what is this called?
It's the Matt Hurley Show.
The podcast.
Sponsored by Jewel.
I've done it like, I brought it back like 2 times. This time I've done 4 episodes, and I'm like, it's building. People listen to this unbelievably. It's... We stumbled upon the bike race in the last one.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Was pretty tonight sick. We stumbled across open mic comedy. We didn't know this was even a thing. We just decided on this place, right?
Yeah, I knew it was a thing.
What is a podcast but an eternal open mic, you know?
That's true. It does feel like it's ongoing, and then not many people move up. What, Greg, did you ever consider doing your own podcast? Sorry if you've done one before and I just, I'm not hip.
I was thinking Stamps of Approval, you know?
That's good.
Good.
Stamps of Approval
and then
with Greg
each
Stamper.
Each guest gets a nice stamp.
Yeah, only if they do something nice. Well, I was thinking about having like a basement podcast because I live in a basement for your viewers.
There'd only be one episode.
Terrible. There's smokestacks just like the Bronx. There's spiders, crickets.
What's your animals? You fear any animals?
No, I fear no animal. What about you, Jake?
You fear no animal? You fear nothing?
Well, I fear myself sometimes. You know, there's a wild side of me.
Yeah,
what's your spirit animal?
Are you asking me my fursona or my spirit animal? Those are two different things.
Well, I know your fursona.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I've seen your deviant art.
You're going to bring that up on air? Come on.
Deviant art. What do you mean by
that?
What do you mean by that? Does he have like Kratom in his house? What does he have?
You don't know deviant art?
Deviant art? Yeah, is that just porn?
It's after you take a lot of Kratom. It's a dark rabbit hole.
It's what you see afterwards.
You start off with legal opium.
Have you heard of ArtStation where artists upload their art and stuff? Deviant art is a bunch of like young, edgy kids would put up some of their, let's say, some risque material.
Is it like on Truth Social? Is that where you can find his work? Where do you look to find it?
Have you heard of Neopets?
Neopets, no.
Okay. Yeah,
I've heard of Balulus. What are they called?
Like you're talking about the little Neopets were sick.
Well, there was a Neopets.com. I'm harkening back to an older internet age, I guess. You guys are hard.
So I guess my question, can I ask Greg a question about this?
Sure.
Wait, since
you're
like, spirit
you're
animal?
Answering.
He didn't say what his spirit
Well, I think
was.
He's...
Oh, Bengal Tiger, no question.
Oh, okay.
What about you guys?
Bengal Tiger. Yeah, mine was a...
He's pandering.
What is yours?
Tomo.
What's your spirit animal?
A lesser tiger.
A lesser tiger?
Yeah.
My spirit animal is a bald eagle.
Mine was just an orange striped cat. I don't know why it was crazy how close it was to yours.
Well, mine's...
No, Bengals are striped cats.
Bit bigger. What about you?
It's an otter.
Yeah,
you eat stuff over your stomach like otters. Like you swim on your back.
Why does it have to be about the stomach? Because
that's what otters are known for. Otters,
they're very buoyant. They're very buoyant. Very buoyant. And Hurley is buoyant.
Otters are buoyant, and I swim fast.
That's right.
You like clams.
Also, a gay switch. Yeah.
Yeah.
A gay switch. Yeah. That's true.
That's for an otter. Otters are switches mainly.
Yeah, they are.
Well,
that's weird. Yeah.
Trans. That's what they teach in art school.
That was my final exam.
Like name all the kinds of gays.
Can you name 3 gays?
It was like reciting digits of pi.
Charmatz, Matt Hurley, and Greg Stamper.
That's pretty. I mean, think you got it nailed. Yeah. Okay. It's pretty good. I can't name 2.
I can't name 2?
Interesting.
Jake Lazier and Michael Furr. I just thought about Sisimos and stuff. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Sick. All right, we're going to bleep that. Like,
well, are they not gay? Is that
they
why?
Are gay.
They're
I'm confused.
Oh, yeah, that would just say book at Sisimos.
They're very, they're
just
both great.
Let me.
So yours is like a Bengal tiger, and then your spirit animal is an otter. What did you say yours was?
It was a bald eagle.
Bald eagle.
Or a peregrine falcon.
Is that because they're endangered?
That's because they're balding.
They're balding.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need hymns.
You're not balding.
Bro, don't make me take off this hat.
Don't make him take it off. I've always known Mo as like a very nice young man.
I said I've seen
Umar's bit. No.
Don't make me take it off. Okay.
No. Actually, it saddens me deeply.
Why'd you point to me when you talked about balding?
Because you talk about balding.
Are you using hymns?
No, I'm using some other product.
Hers.
I'm on an experimental drug that I'm going to be starting. I'm not even kidding. On 9/11.
Oh, shit.
The truth.
That's how you could get the discount. You had to get 9/11 shipping.
No, they actually pay you for these kinds of things.
Oh, because it's like a trial.
Yeah,
because you've tried everything. And
no. Well,
did you find it on DeviantArt.com?
Some of the stuff I did try, but there's some side effects that like you had to deal with, like, you know, melancholy and like and fucking not getting hard and liking things. You know what I mean? So it's just like
it's just Zoloft.
How fast does it work?
This thing, I think you'll shed a lot, but then I'm going to combine it with caffeine. I worked it out before because, like, you guys couldn't tell because the stuff I was doing before, it was working. But for, like, 9-10 months, I wasn't doing anything.
Because of the hair stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know that was affecting you.
Oh, no. This is all a bit.
Oh.
God.
Damn, he got us.
The medicine's for hair loss? The medicine's for hair loss? Okay, all right.
But if it were to be,
what's going on with your hair?
You know,
your hair looks good.
If he were to be losing,
yeah, hair, optical illusion.
Obviously not.
No.
Wait, this is Bennington now. Yeah. It's a different comic, and I can clearly tell.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first one didn't seem like it was
it's
Bennington.
It's a different register.
It gets to a different.
Goes
key.
To a different level.
Go ahead.
If I could interrupt you, Jake. I've been interrupting you a lot, if you don't mind. Do you mind it?
No, I love it.
I actually mind it.
No, I mean, I get interrupted a lot, but I'm not like, I wasn't insulted by you interrupting me.
Okay, I didn't mean to insult you.
It's okay.
But I was going to say, do you guys like prepare bits for podcasts, like one or two?
Prepare bits?
No.
I like to go on a podcast just with two, you know what I mean?
Sometimes in my back pocket, I'll have something.
So he's saying he has a second one ready to go. Yeah.
But why do you think you do that? Because you're afraid of silence?
You already did one. He's like, just so you know, I have two.
You have to be prepared.
I already did my two. Don't talk to me.
You want to give the viewer something or the listener, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
You want to give them something.
Yeah, we did riddles on the last pod. That may never get released, but.
No. I'm a fan of riddles.
But we did riddles. Riddles were fun.
Mm. All right. I have a riddle for you.
Okay.
What's your riddle?
What has two arms, two legs, three eyes, and drank his own piss this morning?
Your pet fish.
No, Greg.
Oh, it's Greg.
Sorry, you came last. That's
I don't have two legs.
You don't have two legs.
Yeah. I've got three.
it was going to be me, actually. And I was going to have, like, piss-encrusted lips.
Well, the third eye thing is throwing me off. And so is that guy in a sweatsuit. Is that a comic? Oh, yeah, I've seen this guy. He doesn't do comedy.
No,
he just does interpretive dance.
No, that's a tennis player.
Oh, I think he actually came to Mate one day in a one of those gimp suits. And
yeah.
And, like, he cross-played a tree, and he gave somebody an axe to cut him down. It was, like, beautiful. It was high art.
So really? He's like highbrow, physical,
yeah,
prop
like
comedy.
Yeah.
Critique on capitalism,
yeah.
Obviously.
I get it.
Interesting.
I get that.
Interesting.
Someone's got to do it around here. I mean, this city is too, too liberal now. Way too liberal, the
too
city.
Liberal. Mm. We got to wreck the libs on this podcast.
we got to join ICE.
We got to join ICE.
I just don't like how this table is made of wood.
You don't like wood?
Not in this case. That. It's too liberal. We need something lower, more masculine, like. Yeah, just keep saying things are liberal.
Kill Tony, comedian.
Former,
several.
Yeah, a couple times.
Well, you're like, I mean, who in the scene has been on Kill Tony other than I know Patrice DeVoe.
Law, if you consider that.
Well, I mean, it's post him working at the police. Kill Tony.
What you're saying wasn't a random draw. Saying it's fixed.
I think someone's cooking the numbers over there. Cooking
yeah.
The books, you know,
someone should
I
look into the open mic, too. I feel like someone's cooking those pools, too.
Wait, do you know what time you're up?
No, I didn't even check in. I just got sucked in a little bit. But I'd love to grab some water.
Suck you off.
Yeah.
What's
is that the surprise of the podcast?
Yeah. And now.
No, we have another surprise. Here's Luke and Chris. Bring them in, guys. have Chris.
Wait, what do you think this will do for the viewership? Okay.
Nothing.
It's not well lit.
I just realized I'm holding the cord like at, this is half of Mo.
Yeah.
The thickness of this is half of Mo. You can't see him. Can you see Mo still? I can't
still
see
Mo. I framed this as perfectly as I could have framed it with putting no effort into it.
This is kind of beautiful. You know what I mean? It's symbolic. Because we're podcasting.
Yeah.
Podcasting num pluer. You guys know that? That's
it's French.
That's our term. It means open air. Okay.
Open air
podcasting.
Open air podcast.
Like a open air drug market. And that's
We should do a closed air podcast at airports with smoking lounges. Closed air.
There we go.
Smoke.
Oh shit.
Mm. You ever go into one of those airport smoking lounges?
No, but I have gone into those lactation rooms. You know what the
passport
is?
Oh, that's that's next.
I
that's
hide
past.
In there. Yeah. No, no hides in there.
This what's funny, if you go to BWI in those lactation rooms, the password to get in is boob.
But you gotta spell it.
It says
8008.
Yeah, like
008. Yeah.
It's funny as hell.
That's kind of fun.
That is kind of fun.
Okay. Have you? Were you lactated as a like? Did you lactate off the tit?
Was I? Yes. Fine.
Interesting.
Dr. Jake.
It separates men into two categories: the biters and the people that got it from, you know, the giant, your grocery store.
Yeah, got it from a giant. That's funny. That could be a bit.
It could be. Yeah, right. I worked at a giant.
Yeah, I got my. I got my milk from a giant. It's funny.
Did you? My mom gave me money. I was like 0 years old, and I went to the giant, and I got some milk.
Get in there.
For myself.
Go buy yourself milk.
So you crawled pretty young.
I was walking. I was walking at 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Do you know when I learned how to walk?
How long?
It took me like 3 years to learn to walk, apparently.
Really?
And it took me like 4 or 5 years to learn how to talk, but apparently when I learned, I just wouldn't shut up, so they hit me.
I didn't talk for the first 5 years of my life.
But you were masturbating the whole time.
Correct.
Yeah. Which was a form of communication, some would say. What's that?
I was holding on to that bomb.
What'd you say?
I was like, I know Jake didn't talk for the first 5 years of his life, but I can't just say it. Hopefully he says it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't talk to anybody. I had my hearing tested a bunch when I was a kid because I just wouldn't listen to anybody or respond. I thought I was deaf or the other thing.
They thought I had a problem. Yeah, they thought I just, because my older brother would just speak for me. He would just know what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And he would demand it from my parents, and he would bring it to me. I had a middleman. It was pretty nice, actually.
He wants to buy me a video game. He'd be happy if I could play it and he could watch it.
That's right.
Wait, how many siblings do you have?
Two. Just younger sister.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You're the middle child. That's cool.
Yeah. That's what happens. You get some attention, but not enough. And then you pursue whatever this is, whatever I'm doing. Which is half stand up, half management.
Middle stand up, yeah.
Middle manager.
Yeah.
middle child. Management of comedy, it feels like.
Middle management, but not a feature.
That's right.
It doesn't have a feature.
That's right.
Together.
No, there's only like a couple. There's like 12 spots. So yeah. Richard Johnson.
Nah, they do more than that.
If you sign,
I'm sure if I asked, he maybe put me up. But
I asked and he put me up.
Yeah. I should probably go say I'm here.
And could you ask when I am too?
Yeah, just go say you're here real quick. Yeah,
does anybody else
you're
need 12, things?
I'm 13, I think.
Wait, I thought this was a walking podcast. I've been practicing all day. I've been running.
Getting ready. Element. Yeah, I should have not done the video element.
What are you talking about? This is great.
Yeah, I like it.
We just have to beat Luke and Chris. Is pretty much the whole reason that this.
Because also, you can't have like fat people on if you do a walking podcast.
Whoa. I'm fat, dude.
No, I'm saying like
I'm fat.
Like you picked people that like you can't have like Luke. He needs an ATV to do a podcast. You know, you can't just have him sit down.
Luke needs a scooter.
Yeah,
Luke absolutely needs a scooter to go around and do a podcast.
I've always wanted to like be on those scooters. You put your knee on the scooter. You act like you're handicapped when you're not. You know those people.
Yeah, well, it's when like you get an ACL repair and you walk around with it.
Just get crutches. You ever break a knee or a bone?
Yeah, I broke my leg doing nothing impressive skateboarding in a straight line. And it really fucked up my ankle. And I was at Walmart, and some lady who was just like, "Oh, my back hurts," took one of those scooters, and I was really mad. I was just standing there and crushing.
Oh, my God.
I didn't speak up for myself at all. I hate it.
Damn. And then you got, like, the one that looks like a race car or something? One for, like, little kids?
Yeah, just Flintstoning it.
You like cars. I feel like you would like cars. Is that right? Am I accurate?
Cars.
The movie? Yeah,
no,
it's a good
no,
one.
No, like, you're into cars. Like, you know, if someone says, like,
guy.
A bunch of letters and numbers put together, you would know what car that is.
Try me. Yes.
I mean, I don't know many. You know what a Mazda 6 is? You know what car company makes a Mazda 6?
Mazda.
That's right. Good job.
Japanese,
good job. This
yes.
is the first riddle of the day.
It came after
riddles
the pod,
fun,
right?
Riddles are fun on podcasts.
Was that really a riddle?
No, that was more of just like a makeup on the spot.
More of a comment, I suppose.
I like my cars with a lot of letters and a lot of numbers, like a Toyota AE86.
That's a good
printer.
Sign.
Yeah.
Right? If it's just a Ford Explorer, I'm not interested.
No, keep. No letters.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just good, folks.
Just the name.
How were your sets tonight?
How are my sets?
You already did sets?
No, I just came straight here because I was looking at my phone and I had to talk to my neighbor.
Do they have, like, at the FBI, because that's where you work, do they have, like, a nice little, like, theater room for performances? Like, do you get to perform in front of, like the director of the bureau?
Don't tell people I work for the FBI. No, I just slip in my bits on, like, conference calls and stuff. And I take
really?
The edge off sometimes, yeah.
I feel like you'd be good at that. I feel like you probably have a lot of friends at work because you do that.
Well, I feel like I have the ultimate job security because AI, you know, can't replace. Place a personality higher, you know what I mean?
That's true. And that's true.
That's hilarious.
That's actually very great point.
There we go.
Ghost. Ghost in the background.
Ghost in the background.
A ghost.
There's
No, I wanted to hear more about that.
More about that? I think, hypothetically, if one were to work at the FBI.
Yeah, if one were to be there.
If one were.
Which I definitely don't. Maybe
he's exclusively denying. So
by the way, he opened. Did this go on the podcast? He was like, vapes have microphones in. The first thing Mo sat down and told us was like, hey guys, breaking news. You know that vape you're smoking? Got a microphone in it.
It's got a microphone in it.
It definitely has some electronics. All right, whatever. But,
it's got some Bluetooth. Yeah, I can hook up to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, did
Yeah, that's the first thing I said. Yeah, about that guy.
I think he's a character slash prop comedian.
I was like, he's just a tennis player. He's not even here for comedy.
He's not in the frame, I don't think.
We're describing him, though.
Oh, wait, yeah, maybe he is. Well, it's mainly audio anyway. It's okay. It's not.
Are you about to perform a magic trick with that dollar? Wait, Greg Stamper has a dollar out on the table.
I got the pod track into there.
I do.
What's that for?
Betting.
but I should comment, Jake, that thanks for asking questions.
It's all mixed.
I'll stop
no,
asking.
No, Nick, it keeps the podcast going.
You didn't see it, but Mo turned to me. It's not on camera because you can't see his face.
What did he say?
He went like this. Don't fucking kill you.
I think those are very funny questions. But I will say that sometimes I'll just inject a bit here and there because it'll be very serious.
Into your work calls?
Into your work calls.
When you're designing missiles.
Completely benign things.
What Saudi prince? What Saudi prince did you buy this sweater from?
Actually, from a prince by the name of Abu Al Gap.
Abu Al Gap is hilarious.
El Baby Gap.
El Baby Gap. No, this is actually a children's size sweater. So
is it?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, I messed up. I did that the other day. I bought a 2X children's.
You give it to me.
It's like a crop top on me. I'm like, this is hilarious. It's as wide as a very fat toddler, but it still, ends at a normal toddler's waist, which is like halfway down my chest.
This isn't a bit. I save so much on clothing.
Yeah,
I just buy children's clothing.
You probably get great deals.
What are you wearing, like a great
deal? This one is like an XL. I can wear L sometimes and like husky sizes. It's nice.
YXL.
It's not bad.
Youth XL.
Yeah, but also if you go to like Uniqlo, you can get Japanese men's sizes, which are pretty nice. They fit you well.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So where do you live?
I live in Health. Oh wait, no, I don't live in Hellthorpe. The fuck, don't I? I live.
You just have to give the exact part of town.
It's not your address.
No.
Pentagon City.
I live in Pentagon City.
Pentagon City.
I actually live in the Hexagon. They have a more secret building. One extra side.
More sides. Yeah.
I've always thought that like China to try to one up America. They're like, oh, you got a Pentagon? Well, we got Hexagon. One more side.
3D. Yeah. 4D shape.
Oh.
Mo lives in the side of the Pentagon they blew up.
At the side they found a passport.
Allegedly.
Wait.
Who let Matt inside?
The CIA.
We're exclusively inside, folks. It's quiet as hell out.
It's very quiet.
Not a sound in the area, which is usually what makes my podcast big.
Yeah.
Or sounds.
Sounds. Mm-hmm. Sound. I thought you were doing a pun. But no. All right. I rewind that. I'm bombing a conversation
now. You're bombing a conversation. How does that feel?
When you like, because every now and then, I'm sure at work, you drop 20. One's bound to not hit. Because I know 19 hit, yes.
Yeah.
But
are you talking about missiles or jokes?
Jokes. We're not talking about the missiles
You guys want to hear a really cheesy bit? How about this? Why do they call them missiles? They should be called hittles.
And then you got to make a...
I don't work on missiles, guys. I work on vapes that listen to you.
Yeah.
You ever hear someone? You ever? Because you're at a bunch of different desks and people are shooting off missiles. You ever hear some guy be like, "Oh fuck, shit!" Like he didn't mean to shoot it, but he shot one. You ever get one of those guys?
No.
No?
I don't think they.
That bad day at the office. If you fuck that up.
I don't think they let someone of my complexion do stuff like that.
Right. Let's say. That's right. You're more so over the phone. No video. AI gets the first shot.
You know what I always found funny? You know those robot dogs? They have
Boston dynamic robot dogs.
They have robot dogs with a gun attached to them, and I think that's the funniest thing ever.
Chida's look crazy now. Chida just unveiled like a new series of them that are like badasses.
Yeah.
Apparently. I don't know. Did you see that?
BAAF.
BAAF.
They're going to baffle you.
They will.
Could you do that type of job, Greg? Do you think
Greg's like, drop
missiles?
Actually work for
like at a computer.
It's a big distraction.
Yeah, I think I could. I took the FBI test the other day. I did pretty well.
What'd you score?
Well, I gave up because, but I would have gotten it. Yeah.
Like,
all right. Yeah. I was like, this
questions.
Test is a fake. Psych out. Throw it away.
It was FBI.org. You're like, oh, this is, can't be the website.
Yeah. You took the FBI test. You said, this is a female body.
I thought by FBI. Yeah.
I inspected it.
By FBI, did you mean fancy boy inspector? All
right, Femboy inspector?
Yeah.
It's door-to-door sales. It's canvassing. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm selling electricity. Yeah.
Door-to-door.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, how would you like to have all of your neighbors? Salesman. You could have all of that.
There's an Amazon guy saying he was with Amazon Business, and he had me like start an account. Yeah. He's like, this will never charge you. And it was like, about to charge me like $250 a month.
Anytime somebody has to convince you it's a business account, it's a scam. I've fallen for that one before.
That's true.
Well, what's your scam?
No, it's not a scam. I go door to door with a big bag full of electricity, and I let people buy
it. They reach into the bag, and they're like, oh, fuck that. Yeah, it's real.
It's shocking.
You want a 2 liter.
You carry one of those things like the Joker used to, where you'd shake someone's hand, and it goes, that would be hilarious.
That's what I can do for you. No, the guy who was training me used it's electrifying in the sales pitch a lot. Oh, okay. Also, he was training me. This is fun. He was training me. He was driving me around, but he had a blowing go in his car. So he would just have to hit it every, like...
I imagine that's where a lot of people that have blowing goes, they work for this job.
It's a real job. It's a real
job. It is a real job. It's just your supervisor also has a drinking problem, but that's okay.
Well, you know.
Your direct boss.
Clearly, it attracts a certain, you know.
For sure. But that helps the pitch. If you're a little loose,
yeah, for sure.
That's probably why his supervisor, he's such a good salesman. They're like, he's got to like be the boss. He's the best guy we have.
He's the coolest one.
It was like the thing in Wolf of Wall Street.
But he can't wake up at 7 in the morning anymore.
He'll sleep outside of bars.
Yeah. That's interesting. So it's like you bring a bag like actually to the door and you're like, hey, you want to see what's in my bag of wares? And then you show them, or how does it work?
Do you want to tell them?
This is all a joke.
Okay.
It's all a bit.
No, I work for Monsters Incorporated. That's how it is.
Monsters Inc. Yeah.
It's screams from open mics.
Yeah. You ever do I feel like you've always had like elite level jobs. Have you ever had a job at Burlington Coat Factory or something?
No, I used to work as a cashier, and then I used to just mop and stuff. I used to be like an assembler.
Oh, okay.
But like
similar thing that I do.
Yeah. No, but then I still do it. I wouldn't consider what I do elite. I like
You know what I mean though, but like it's a nice, it's pretty secure job.
I'd like to think so.
You'd like to think so.
But
wait, can you send him my portfolio of AI?
Does that have any pull?
This guy really knows how to work at AI. Because I'm like, no robot, do better. It sends me, and I'm like, no robot. It needs to be more like him.
You know what's funny? Some guy at a sauna that I go to, he asked where I worked, and he's like, and he sent me his resume to send to my company, telling them that they work at AI. This exact same thing happened.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, but I'm just like, yeah, I guess I'll see what I can do, but I didn't do anything. I'm like, I'm not going
to. Dang, it's going to be in some like congressional hearing. Like, and Mo, when did you choose to ignore the alert about AI?
No, but like, funny thing, I used to work at like a Dunkin' Donuts, you know what I mean, in Brooklyn. Dunkin's,
I mean, this is when I'm not supposed to be surprised. But, wait,
yeah,
you were?
Yeah.
Man.
But what was funny is that people always want, because like a lot of people think I'm like gregarious and I can talk to people, but I don't know how to talk to people. So I would just randomly.
I don't think that.
I would randomly crack up and laugh while I was counting dollars or like this stuff in. And then this is Brooklyn, so there's a bunch of like people who just like got.
No drive through.
No drive through.
Can't.
So then one time I cracked up and this Dominican guy, he wanted to fight me. Because he's like, what are you laughing at?
Oh, he felt offended.
Yeah, so he's like, so he's like stepped outside and he waited by the door for me to leave. I'm like, this is like a 9-hour shift.
And then you just crawl through, the drive-thru window.
At 6 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, he stayed there.
Well, got a gun pulled at you on an open mic, which is crazy.
But that's how
I met Mo.
I got 3 extra minutes.
I didn't never actually met Mo. And someone was like, yeah, this kid named Mo, he's got the set recorded of him getting a gun pulled on him at an open mic. And then I listened to it with like someone. You sent it to someone and it got
it's a lot of street cred.
Yeah.
Good set.
Like, I feel like if I go to your car, you open up your trunk, there's a bunch of, like, weapons and,
if you would have got that on video, you wouldn't live here right now. You'd be in fucking
New York. You know what's funny? The guy, he actually streamed it on Instagram. He streamed that thing on Instagram.
But the
live stream. Yeah.
We've had a lot of people get mad at a lot of crazy encounters.
Oh, what's up? Yeah. How you doing?
What is it, though? Because you're such a nice guy.
I'm a pretty weird. I think I'm a nice guy, but I'm also incredibly weird.
Wait, you got to come over here. Just go over here.
There's a visual aspect to the podcast.
Yeah,
there's a visual element.
I'm putting out, this is going out tonight, too. It's going to be live tonight. Son. No.
Hey,
no,
this
no,
is.
No job tomorrow.
Oh, you don't want to edit this?
I don't want to edit it. No edits, dude. Wait.
When you. Wait. You gotta sit. Did he pull him out?
No. Don't pull out your balls.
No, I didn't pull out my nuts.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. His nuts are securely in his pants. My nuts
That's
are
good.
Securely in my pants if you're YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
Don't worry about it.
We're going out on Luke's channel.
Are you doing YouTube?
Yeah, we're going to go out on Luke's channel.
Can you upload? You can't upload a video to Spotify, can you? Unless you have
you
like
can
a
link
billion.
It. You can link it.
Oh, you can link it. Oh. Yeah.
Talk about linking.
You'll see how it's done. You'll
see how hard YouTube is.
YouTube is a hard game.
YouTube's not hard.
Listen, I don't want any heat from the Happy Podcast. I'm just here to do. I'm just a guest appearance. I'll do your pod. You know, I have no allegiance to anyone's pod.
Jake, you better get all that.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
Right, you too.
Let's take your books on other pods.
Wait, let's get this.
I want to.
Sit down, dude. Yeah. No,
I think all the podcasts need to merge: like the Jake and Adam Friesman one, the Happy Pod, and the Matt Hurley.
All in one.
And Bits shall reign supreme.
Bits, McBitson.
What?
McBitson, right? McBitson. Hmm. What?
How do you feel about that?
The Greg
Stanford experience.
This is the Greg Stanford experience.
Well, I mean, I know that you two don't like each other. That's the latest.
I love Greg. I don't know what that is.
You love Greg? Well, I don't.
Yeah,
I think it's mutual, my friend.
They love each other.
It's a good. This is the enemies to lovers kind of thing going on.
That's right.
You're into that, right, Greg?
Yeah.
Deep down, we're all
friends. No, that is when it all started.
with what?
Oh, Chris tried to kiss me one time.
That's a little too much. It's a little too much.
That's because he feels that strongly about you.
I would not have touched him. That was a bad idea. He's going to kill you with a ninja
upset.
Star now.
He got upset for the kiss?
Wow. We both were.
It happens.
We've just been throwing rocks at each other ever since.
Really?
Yeah. The second level?
We were all alone.
Was it Cilantro 2.0 or 1.0?
It was 2.0.
1.0 was nuts, dude.
It was very romantic. Adam Friesman was doing comedy in the back. It was...
He should always be doing comedy in the back, don't you think?
Yeah.
Where no one can hear him.
Wait, so out of curiosity, is a Jake and Adam podcast coming back?
You know, there's a lot of rumors circulating. I don't want to say anything. You know, it could be coming back. It could not be coming back. We don't know yet.
It's not coming back.
We don't know yet. You're going to have to wait. You have to stay tuned.
Folks, it's not coming back. All right. Back to the show.
Hurley's like, oh God, I hope it does not come back for everyone's sake.
I got my own thing, dude. I got my own.
You do.
I got my own couple followers. You'll hear some people there.
Half cream.
Probably none on YouTube.
I'm in YouTube jail. I swear to God.
Really? You've been posting bits?
Every time I post, when I search bits, I just get like fucking.
Yeah, I mean it's the same thing as calling it the Happy Pod. It's
happy
like
podcast,
a dumb fucking.
Yeah. We should
it's
call
the
it
most common shit ever.
We should call it the Misery Pod.
Bits. Sad podcast.
The sad podcast.
Who do you think out of us four? I guess you probably get the most. Who's outside for the most time during the week? Do you think out of all of us, who's out? Because I feel like we all do indoor things.
Me, I get like 11,000 steps a day.
But that doesn't mean you're going outside.
Because he's walking around a big rock.
What are you doing?
He's got to do laps around a big rock.
I do like a half mile in the morning just walking, and then I work out. And then when I come home, I just walk after every meal. So
yeah, the parameter of the Pentagon is like half a mile.
Well,
so
darker skinned people need more sunlight.
Is that true? I don't know if that's true.
I'm leaving on that one. I'm going to go to
a you got to go do
it, Mike. I got too many comments about that.
About what?
Greg Stamper out on the pod.
No, I'm just seeing one on my
mic. Okay.
You see, he's checking when he's going up.
Anybody need a water?
I do like.
I'm okay.
You know what's very hard to do on podcasts? Sometimes, like when there's silence, I like when the podcast, you know, host asks questions. I'm a fan of that.
Who's the host of this one?
What questions do you want to ask?
No. Well, I just it's like a prompt. You know?
Right. It's
a
like prompt. It's like his hinge prompt, and you're either gonna like his hinge and ask a question to him, or you're gonna hit an X and ignore what he just said.
Listen. This isn't a questions podcast.
He doesn't want to ask.
This podcast is about answers.
Answers. Well, can I ask
solutions.
A question?
How do you get answers?
Wait, questions. I have to ask you a question first.
Okay, proceed.
Over the years, how has your vision changed? Is it the same prescription every time, or are you getting worse?
That's what you had locked and loaded.
So for a couple of years, my vision was getting better. But I think this is the 1 year.
What do you think led to it being better? When did you start open microphone comedy?
Yeah, that's around that time. Because I had to look further. You know what I mean? Because I would never look at the audience. I would just look into the distance. It's hard to get.
When I do comedy, I'm very nearsighted. I only focus on the
you
first four people.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
I hallucinate people.
You only, really?
No, I mean, it's a joke. That's why I only get four.
That's why you
four
only
people's.
Get four laughs at a time.
That's right.
One, two, three, four.
Well, there is actually just one question on Hinge.
What's the question?
The question
How tall are you?
Are you 6 foot tall?
Yeah.
Oh, and as a joke, what I'm doing on Bumble.
You're saying you're 6 feet tall?
I put it to 6 foot five, and I'm just seeing what happens.
You should make the height. You should pay for like the highest level of Hinge.
You
make it like 6 foot.
You with a picture next to someone, be like, wow, so that person must be like 7'4".
Yeah.
Because you're 6'5". Yeah. You watching football? Did you watch the Ravens?
Yeah, I'm a Bills fan.
Are you really?
I live in Buffalo.
Oh, my God.
Are you guys, what?
Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I saw the Bills win at the end.
Did you know that was going to happen? Did you know that the score was going to be that?
Yeah.
You made it that?
I sensed it.
Did you set it to that, though?
I didn't set it to that. Okay. I don't fix it.
Because someone fixed that score. That was very shady.
Well, if you
41-40 never happened, ever. That's the first time it's ever been a 41-40 point game in the history of the NFL.
Well, the NFL isn't real.
Got too much good karma with that baseball win.
The Baltimore. Well, yeah, that's true. The Orioles.
One thing about the NFL, if you look at them, they're not a sports company. They're an entertainment.
Yeah, it's like WWE.
They're allowed.
Is that their loophole?
Stuff.
That is their loophole. They can just fix stuff.
They're fixing stuff.
They're always doing.
That's why I texted Kwame.
They should fix the score now.
There was like a minute left. I was like, the NFL is in fact fixed.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they can actually legally do that though.
First, folks.
I think legally they'd run into some problems.
Yeah, that's nothing. Some dollary dues can't fix.
That's true. You just bury it.
Bury it.
Everything can be buried. Isn't that interesting? Everything can just be buried. You can bury anything you want.
I'm up 13th. This is
bury. You can bury data information.
No, I saw on the list. You were.
You like last?
I'm 13th. They're on 6. Okay. It's you, Mo, and then me.
Okay, they're on. So there's still a little bit of ways.
Still some time. We're probably what 30 some minutes in.
6. To what, 11? That's 5. So we're about like 25
There's
minutes.
A mini timer on the camera, but I can't see.
Oh, yeah,
see.
Someone check where we're at. Where are we at on time?
37 minutes and 45 seconds.
That's the thumbnail right there.
from all the time of me listening to
what'd you say
that
was 30
headliner
what?
Set.
35?
Knowing how much time is left.
The highs
low. I said 30-something. That's what I said.
37.
Yeah.
44. Yeah, you were right on the money.
That's right.
Success.
Right on the money.
Success.
Right
success.
On the money.
Do you guys know Chit from that sketch series? On like Instagram and stuff. No, there's a guy named Chit, and he like
is there a black person
he sits. Yeah, he's like, is there a black person?
It is a masterclass on building a comedy ecosystem that then they can make longer form episodes out of. Because they were just doing 1 minute reels. They're still doing 1 minute reels, and they got like 8 characters that are recurring, and it's like, it's fucking genius.
Yeah, good.
It's a success.
Good comedy ecosystem. Nice biodiversity.
I mean, comedy has a great future ahead of it. Great future.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
I don't think it's going.
I think it's expanding.
I think if anything, there's just more people talking. I don't think anything.
Get a beer really quick. Does okay. Anything? Water.
All right. So does that? Am I the guest host while you're going?
Yes.
While you're gone. All right. I'll ask questions now. You guys want to have questions?
Actually, I got some questions for you, Jake.
I have one silly bit.
You have questions for the pod or questions for me?
I got some questions for you, Sugar Plum.
All right, Candy Daddy. What do you want? What do you want to know?
What made you
is this your card? Is this he's going to pull out like a deck of cards in there? No, just a bunch of 6. That's what it appears to be.
That is what it appears to be. You ever smoke, Jake? You ever want to get started?
I've taken a couple drags before of a cigarette, but I don't really smoke cigs, no.
Hmm. You got to start.
This is all within the past, by the way. This is all within the past, like, a year and a half.
Yeah.
My life has completely changed. Not in, like, a grandiose way.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
I've noticed you've become much more confident.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I truly am, but I think that I've given less of a fuck about certain things, which I think is a key to probably confidence. But I hate, it's not like The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I've never read that book. I don't subscribe to any of that shit. I just like, you know, you date different people, you go through experiences, you go through life changes. I'm now a woman. No, I'm still a man. But it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everything, you gain perspective on things and it shapes who you are. You change, you make decisions based off of.
You should run for office. That sounds like a very.
Westmore, look out. I'm going to be the next president of the United States.
Eastmore over here.
Yeah. But I appreciate the compliment.
No, because I remember one of our first interactions where, like, I don't know, where I touched your elbow, and you were like, you shuddered. It's like, please, please, no more elbow touches. And now, you know, I mean, I didn't mean to, like.
Well, you haven't touched my elbow yet.
Yeah.
You guys are touching elbows. He's getting closer.
When I have, like, a drink, you know, I've only been drinking this. It loosens me up a little bit. But that's the problem. When I did comedy a lot, I would drink a couple things. I was no Michael Bleep, you know, but Scotton. Well, I would drink a couple because I was so scared of going up there. So he would calm me down.
When I first started, my resting heart rate is like 45.
45?
When I would do comedy, it would go to 150. So I had to.
Interesting.
When I first couple open mics, I brought a friend and I had like three to four, hypothetically, beers or something.
To calm yourself.
Yeah, and it wouldn't work. But
so
are
you buying that from him or me?
Yeah.
Or you are buying it? Do you get. Is the New Year's Eve party happening? They're counting down.
That tennis player.
Oh, it's part of his bit. Okay.
What are you guys buying?
Huh?
You said, are you buying that?
Oh, because they were doing a countdown. Wait, what was that? Oh, buying. Are you buying what we're telling you about ourselves?
Yeah, of course.
Greg's told me that before, where it's just like a lot of people.
Do you feel that way too?
Well, first couple times I did comedy, I was stone cold sober.
But were you nervous?
I was terrified.
Yeah.
And I went up at a hell mic. It was like Wits End, but it was at a gay bar. And I had to flirt with the bouncer to go in. I was 22. He didn't even have to.
It was a guy.
More like Wits Bend.
Nice.
Because bending.
Yeah,
you know,
bending over. Yeah,
That's what some would like.
One
to
of
call
my first it. Mics I've ever done was at a it was at a music open mic. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I asked if I could do comedy, and like they were playing music the whole, like it was just people playing music. And then, like, after four musical acts, which it takes, like, 10 minutes per musical act because they have to, like, change out their equipment and shit. There's, like, an intermission.
Yeah.
And then they put me up, and the music is still playing. Like, they never turned off the bed. There's, like, background music playing.
Yeah.
And I'm up there. Was that you?
That was nuts. No.
Who's...
The guy being a tennis ball.
What?
He literally plays, had DJ music going.
That guy killed?
Yes, he had a guy hold a tennis ball on a string, and he did the slow motion tennis shot.
To silence.
Damn. Folks. Can you imagine being on a podcast and having FOMO from the thing that's happening off the podcast?
Right after that, I was like, get this guy and kill Tony now.
He's been at Mate before, dressed up as a tree.
He really went for it. Yeah. And then he said, I actually want to be a tennis ball. And then he put on a tennis ball head and then had Cam hit him. And then he just bounced around the bar.
Yeah, I think we're all doing it wrong. We need to be doing what that guy's doing.
We gotta be doing
we're clearly,
comedy.
Yeah. Exactly. We're behind, crush, we're behind the tennis ball here.
I'm just wondering where he sourced the
What?
Where did he source the gigantic tennis ball?
Probably Etsy or something.
Kuwait.
They have it on there.
Kuwait is the biggest producer in tennis balls in the world.
Well, I didn't know that. Where do they make them from? What?
Oil fields.
Don't ask. You don't wanna.
Yeah, don't ask.
Do they make them from the Uyghurs?
What you guys have done? You guys know about that Saudi like comedy festival that all those big comedians like Bill Burr and like all these people are doing, and everyone's covering this. But I would just be curious. Like, you know, like, what amount of money would it take for you to do it?
Not much.
$10.
I'd only do it for free. I'm that noble.
You would only do it for free.
Yeah.
No payment.
An honor
no
to
payment.
The kingdom.
Well, I donate the $10 to the slaves who work in Saudi Arabia.
Well, that's just called a tip. That's a tip.
No, well, you can tip slaves? I didn't know you could do that.
I think there's an autocrat. It's three.
That's only
it's
in
three fifths
end,
of the bill.
Royal
yikes, sorry, I'm going to get canceled.
No, the math is different in Saturday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, the metric system. The currency isn't worth as much. You know, it's worth more probably. Would you do it?
A podcast. Yeah, I'd do it for sure if it was enough money.
You'd tip a slave?
No. I'm talking about the Saudi Arabia thing. If it was $100,000.
The festival. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, do you think that something bad's going to happen? I feel like they're trying to like lure all these like high profile comedians and celebrities.
Yeah,
and
genius.
I think
something
that'd
bad
be
is
genius.
Definitely because
I because you know like the flight with Katy Perry. I thought I had a bad dream that they all perished up there, like
Katy
they died.
Yeah.
Katy perished. Yeah, I thought that would be the name of this
episode.
I thought everyone died. I woke up. It was a dream. You know, unfortunately, she did not die. You know, but
it's all a dream.
But it's what if it happens this time with all these comedians going out to Saudi Arabia? I mean, it sounds like it's going to be the next 9/11.
We'll never forget.
You know that song, "The Day the Music Died"? What if it
Paul Simon
they,
or whatever?
Yeah, they go there and it's "The Day the Comedy Died."
The day the comedy died. Yeah,
and I think John
Reed
is banned
from
it because he's Mo Leston. Can I say that up there? John Reed, did you hear about that?
He can no longer ride the subway.
But I think that's his get-out-of-jail-free card, because I think they're all going to die over there. So.
And they're not going to remember.
So he preemptively got
He paid a lot of money. He paid the Saudis all that money to pay them to kill them. Yeah.
I heard the real trick was
like a tennis ball.
But can you imagine if all those comics died, we'd have a better shot. There'd be a lot less funny comics out there.
It'd be like, Jake Charmette's close enough to Mark.
Yeah, you're in the top 1,000 at this point. We only have 1,000 comics left.
I could replace both Zarna Garg and Russell Peters. You know what I mean?
You would know who you would replace. That's so funny.
I'm a female.
Yeah, like, let's say Russell Peters was doing the lyric, and then he got food poisoning. He couldn't do it. And they're like, we need someone that's close enough to Russell Peters. You would get booked.
But I only know how to do one word in Indian.
That would be a hilarious bit. They're like, who the fuck is this? Is Russell Peters? This is just another guy.
One word.
Just one word.
That happened in France. Someone took like Cat Williams' whole like hours and just did it in French.
En français, wow.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just was like, became famous, and then they eventually realized he was just taking Cat Williams' old hours and just redoing them.
Chinese guy did it with Mitch Hedberg.
Or some like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he had like the whole
guy
Kogan
trying to
hair.
Do it now for with Mitch Hedberg.
What's the deal with escalators? When they break, they also turn you into ground beef. You know?
Folks,
that's fun.
Beef.
I was at the store.
Okay, what
it was
podcast?
Nothing at
is
the
this,
store.
Oh, is it re-ending it?
We're ending it.
All right.
Putting a pin on it.
Chinese
Greg, I think Greg should have the first last words.
Yeah.
Plugs?
Did I? I didn't even have the first words.
Oh, yeah, plugs. You got to do plugs.
Plugs.
Plugs. I'll plug. If you guys
I don't need hair plugs.
Mobitz, LOL. That's MOBITZ. And there's a secret podcast. Bits. So look it up. All right, that's me.
All right, you can find me at Magoobie's Joke House.
What are you doing? All right,
I'm just kidding.
Right. What, you don't have anything to plug?
You can follow me at Jake Charmatz on Instagram.
I'm about to perform at the Canton Local in the next 5 minutes. Tune in.
You're here. Yeah. If I could turn it around that quick.
Yeah.
All right, wait. All right. I just got to play the music. The music has to be.
All right, Mo, this is your payment for the podcast. Saudis, it's on the house.
Editing.
Is it real?
Yeah.